The battle for Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes in the presidential race is drawing national attention once again this year, but the campaign for Wisconsin's newly competitive state legislative map is also heating up. Political spending is expected to surge as Democrats try to flip the legislature. That's thanks in part to a Republican rewrite of Wisconsin's campaign finance laws nearly a decade ago. WPR's Sean Johnson joined All Things Considered host Brady Carlson to explain how that change has played out.
When it comes to donating money to campaigns for president or U.S. Senate, those are rules set at the federal level. The races we're talking about today for the state legislature, though, that's a different story.
Right. When it comes to the rules for state government offices, those are written by the Wisconsin legislature, and they have to be signed by a Wisconsin governor. So when it comes to something as contentious as campaign finance law, this doesn't happen very often.
The exception being 2015, right?
Right. That was partly because Republicans controlled everything in Wisconsin. Scott Walker was governor. The legislature had big Republican majorities. And there were lots of provisions in this 2015 rewrite of campaign finance laws. But one of the big ones was the way that it treated political parties. It said very explicitly that political parties and legislative campaign committees can accept unlimited funds. And this was not an accident. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss authored the bill and said this would strengthen political parties.
I would rather have money go to a political party where it is all disclosed. Every single citizen in the entire state that has access to the computer can go online, find out who gave the money, how much it was for, who it went to. That is a very open, transparent process, and that's what's set up in this bill.
And how did Democrats describe this bill in 2015?
Yeah, in the most dire terms, here's a little sample.
We are here today discussing Republican bills that will make Wisconsin open for corruption.
What I like to refer to as the Republican corruption coup de grace.
This is purely for the legislators on the Republican side that want to consolidate power and money. This is about politicians and politics.
That was State Representative Lisa Subek and former State Representatives Andy Jorgensen and Deb Kolsky. And they were critical of this bill for a variety of reasons. A lot of the focus that day was on how it made it easier for corporations to donate money. You have to remember at the time, the Republican political machine in Wisconsin was regarded nationally as very powerful. There was a sense by some Democrats that this campaign finance overhaul would further entrench that power.
Here we are about 9 years later. How has this rewrite played out?
Well, we talked about how this law said political parties can accept unlimited funds. It also said those parties can make unlimited transfers to candidates.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, let's say a big donor wants to give money to a candidate for the state assembly. If they give directly to that candidate, they can only give $1,000. But that same donor could give millions of dollars to a political party, and that party could then transfer that money right to the candidate with no limit. And it's not just hypothetical. In recent elections, that's how it's played out. For example, like in this race for the state Supreme Court, the most a person can give a candidate directly is $20,000. But the Democratic Party of Wisconsin was able to transfer about $10 million to the campaign of now Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
This was a change proposed and passed by Republicans, but which party has benefited the most?
Without a doubt, it's been the Democrats. Their state party has dramatically outraised Republicans in recent years with the help of multi-million dollar donations. And they've transferred those to races for governor, Supreme Court, and the legislature. Nick Ramos is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a campaign finance watchdog group. He says he's talked with lawmakers about the need to reform the system to reduce the influence of money. But he says when it comes to campaign season, they get amnesia.
They just forget that we had this really meaningful conversation, and they're like, we need to beat the other guys. We need to beat the other gals. And we need to raise and outraise the hell out of these other people. And they know how to do it so artfully.
And it's not just this law that's leading to increased political spending. There was a huge change in state government this year.
Right. Under pressure from the new liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Republican legislature passed new legislative maps that were drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. And these give Democrats their first real shot at winning a majority in the legislature in a decade and a half. So what happens when you have a competitive campaign? It tends to attract money. And when it comes to donating money to races for the state legislature, Wisconsin's campaign finance rewrite of a decade ago opened the floodgates.
That was WPR's Sean Johnson. He spoke with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.